Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 29th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing the new COVID-19 Omicron variant and travel restrictions from Southern African health countries posed by some nations, including USA, Britain, and others.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that no person died from COVID-19, while 40 new cases were recorded countrywide. As of 28 November 2021, that was the year of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 133,991 confirmed cases, including 128,655 recoveries and 4,705 deaths.
To date, at least 3.8 million people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and about 2.8 million their second dose.
Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa says it's unfair for developed countries and others to impose travel restrictions on Zimbabwe, South Africa, Mozambique, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Botswana following the outbreak of the Omicron variant.
Ngibambe zulukandaba linjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo namhlanje ke ku live talk sikhuluma ngakhona konke kuse umhlaba wonke jikelele lapha sikhuluma ke nge Omicron variant yona ehambelana legciwane le COVID-19 kodwa ke singakangeni singakajuli kukho konke lokho sike sibone ke kwethulwa uhlangothi lwezempila kahle uhlangothi lolu kwele Zimbabwe lubika ukuthi akula muntu obulewe yi COVID-19 izolo. Wesukuthi ke abantu abayi 40 bahlolwe batholakala vele COVID-19. Nesikhathi seleso ke kuhlolwe ukukhanya kulabantu abayi 9 abaphephe umkhuhlane lo. Xa sikhangela ke sobabula igciwane le COVID-19 kumbe ngithi umkhuhlane no COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye sebefika 4,705. Wesukuthi labo sebejove ijekiseni yakuqala bayi 3.8 million. Labo ke asebejove esibili bayi 2.8 million. Xa sisikhangela ke lokhu kuthiwa ngama-active cases uhlangothi lolu luthi kulabantu abayi 631 i-COVID-19 siyabamba abantu abafika 133,991 kwele Zimbabwe waphepha abayi 128,655. Xa sisikhangela ke sisiya phambili siyabona ukuthi kule gciwane leli kumbe ngithi ke khonoko sokukhanya sokuhlupha abantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele kuthiwa i-Omicron variant kukhanya sibila amazwe amaningi athi khonokho ke okutholakaleyo kule South Africa ukuthi sokule Omicron sokuzamele ke kumiswe indizamtshina ezivela eZimbabwe indizamtshina ezivela eSouth Africa ezivela eNamibia, Botswana, Lesotho lamanye amazwe akuSouthern Africa kodwa kukhanya ngazani kulo hlupho olunye omangalisayo kukhona lokhu abanye sebesithi lelizwe leZambia lalo kumele lifakwe kuma-restrictions lawo. Ilizwe eqale ukwenza konke lokhu lilizwe leBhilitane njonga lithe lokhu umkhuhlane lowo kungani uyakhathaza ngakho-ke kumele kumiswe indizamtshina walandela-ke eGermany walandela-ke lamanye atshiyeneyo lakumiddle east khona ngale lakho kunjalo so-ke kukhanya kuzani-ke igciwane i-variant leyi iyamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo kodwa akukakwaziwe ukuthi igulisa kanganani njalo izabanjwa njani konke lokhu kusadingwadingwa. Elemelika lapha siyabona ke umongameli Joseph Biden layo sethe ngcono abantu bami ukubuya ngapha so kulezi zizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ezisuthi ngazo ziyabuya kwelemelika kumbe ziye eBhilitane kumbe ziye ekhaya ngesikhathi seChristmas kodwa kukhanya ngazani kuzaba nzima lo nyanga so-ke kunjalo-ke jonga khonokho-ke esikhuluma ngakho mfowethu
ndizozo amavatereri nevatariri zviri kutaurwa nemwe wangu Gibbs Dube nhasi muchirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kuitika paLive Talk musi uri musi wemuvhuro 29 November kana 29 Mbudzi 2021 tiri kutarisa nezvedenda ranetsa reCOVID-19 tichinyanyonanganidza nezve imwe variant kana kuti utachiwana uchangobva kuwanikwa we Omicron. Ito takatatarisa kuti chii chakaitika nezuro munyika. Nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti hakuna munhu akafa neCovid-19. Asi vamwe makumi mana vakawanikwa vaine denda irori pavanhu vakavhenekwa nezuro. Zvichireva kuti zvakasiya uwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa vaine COVID-19 munyika. Pa133,991 kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi matatu nezvitatu nemazana mapfumbamwe ane makumi mapfumbamwe nemumwe. Tichiona kuti vanhu vakanga vapona vakasiyiwa vasvika pa128,655 kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvisere nemazana matanhatu nemakumi mashanu nevashanu vapona. Vanhu vashaya munyika kunyange hazvo nezuro pasina akafa vakanga vasvika pa4,705 zviuru zvina nemazana manomwe nevashanu. Tichiona kuti vanhu vanodarika zvishoma mamiriyoni matatu ene mazana masere zviuru 3.8 million vakabaiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Vamwe 2.8 kana kuti vanodarika zvishoma mamiriyoni maviri nemazana masere zviuru vakabaiwa nhomba yepiri. Tichiziva kuti hurumende ine urongwa hwekuti inge yabaya kana kuti ine tarisiro yekubaya vanhu mamiriyoni gumi kana zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana 60% panopera gore. Vamwe vari kuti mutoro murefu usingatakuriki kana kusvikika, rwendo rusingasvikiki, vachitarisa kuti pangosara mwedzi mumwe chete. Tichitarisawo zviri kuitika nedenda recovid-19 kuwanikwa kwakaita utachiwana hweomicron. Takanzwa mutungamiri weSouth Africa vaCyril Ramaphosa nezuro vachichema kwazvo kuti aiwa matana atorwa nenyika dzimwe dzakabudirira dzinosanganisira vana Britain naAmerica nedzimwe ekurambidza vashanyi kana ndege dzinobva kuchamembe kuAfrica kupinda munyika idzi. Matano asina kunge atorwa paitwa ongororo inokodzera nekuti vamwe vari kuti it's a rushed decision, hapana umbo wakanyanya kuti wangabva vabhana nokuti munyika idzodzo dzakabudirira tiri kunzwa kuti iyo Omicron yakutowanikwawo, tinonzwa kuti yakawanikwa mune dzimwe nyika dzinosanganisira vana Belgium. Ndofunga neIsrael neBritain kana ndisingakanganisi. Gifti muAfrica taona Rwanda yatorawo matano ekususpenda kana kurambidza ndege dzinobva kuSouthern Africa. Zvichireva kuti ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvaakutoitika kuti muAfrica imomo kune dzimwe nyika dzaakutaiwa imi vekuchamhembe kuAfrica chimbomirai kusvika kuno tanga taona kuti zviri kufamba sei izvi. Tanzwawo Zimbabwe iri kutaurawo kuti aiwa iri kuita pose painogona kuti vanga vachiona kuti denda irori recovid-19 rabatwa sei uye iwo utachiwana uchai hweomicron hwavharwa zvakadii. Asi tinonzwa kuti utachiwana ihwohwu utachiwana hwakasimba kudarika hwanga huchimbowanikwa hwaitotyiwa hwedelta. Vakawanda vanoziva nezveutano vanotaura kuti iyo omicron chirwere chakati strain kana variant yakati simbei. Saka zvinhu zvatenge tichikurukura nezvazvo hapana apa Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo ke I think chonga President Cyril Ramaphosa is fuming, you know, he's very furious about what is going on. So let's listen to this interview that he did yesterday, and he says this is very unfair to Southern African nations.
We are deeply disappointed by the decision of several countries to prohibit travel from a number of Southern African countries, including our own, following the identification of the Omicron variant. This is a clear and completely unjustified departure from the commitment that many of these countries made at the meeting of the G20 countries in Rome last month. Now, these restrictions are completely unjustified and unfairly discriminate against our country and our Southern African sister countries. The prohibition of travel is not informed by science, nor will it be effective in preventing the spread of this variant. The only thing the prohibition on travel will do is to further damage the economies of the affected countries and undermine their ability to respond to and also to recover from the pandemic. We call upon these countries that have imposed travel bans on our country and our other Southern African sister countries to immediately and urgently reverse their decisions and lift the bans they have imposed before any further damage is done on our economies and to the livelihoods of our people. The emergence of the Omicron variant should be a wake-up call to the world that vaccine inequality cannot be allowed to continue. until everyone is vaccinated, everyone will continue to be at risk. Instead of prohibiting travel, the rich countries of the world need to support the efforts of developing countries, economies that is, to access and to manufacture enough vaccine doses for their people without delay. We know that the variant is responsible for most of the infections found in Gauteng over the last 2 weeks and is now showing up in all other provinces in our country. Over the next few days and weeks, as more data becomes available, we will have a better understanding of, one, whether Omicron is transmitted more easily between people, and two, whether it increases the risk of reinfection, and three, whether this variant causes more severe disease. If cases continue to climb, we can expect to enter a fourth wave of infections within the next few weeks, if not sooner. South Africa, like a number of other countries, is looking at booster vaccines for people who are at greatest risk and for whom a booster may be beneficial. Government has set up a task team that will undertake broad consultations on making vaccination mandatory for specific activities and locations. That is, to make vaccinations compulsory for certain locations and certain activities. Locations and certain activities.
Yeah, look, ngumnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa. Wawule South Africa, mwenye penu mongameli, mwelezi lawule South Africa, utiki, chunga uyashu parakulu, kunuko kizwe nga mazwe, achieneyo. So, uveleka kusege, lutu kumele, wawu reverse, kukilo kungova, kuzambulalu mnoto, uwelezi lawule South Africa, mnoto we Zimbabwe, mnoto we Zambia, Lesotho, lamanya mazwe lawo kusu kumele, kuvinjwe indi za mchina, uti loku ke, aba kwenzayo. Au ngati lutu ngova, South Africa, yue kutolise ya mwona, Omicron variant lay. So ngakho ke siphoke iphanishelwane xa ukuthi kunjalo. Kuphinde ke wakhuluma ngodokotela ukuthi daba soze beqale kathesi ukuthi bafake konoko ke okumele kuvalwe elizweni khona ngale South Africa. Kodwa ke kumele abantu behlatshwe bejova amajekiseni ukuzivikela umkhuhlane COVID-19. So ukuthi lokhu kuqakatheke kakhulu. Ngakho kumele kube mandatory ukuthi nxa kusenziwa okunye kube labantu abahlatshwe kuphela. So kunjalo ke jonga ukukhuluma ngokuthi amaphosa
ndizo zwadiwa watereri ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa na va Cyril Ramaphosa mutungamiri we South Africa pamusoro pe variant ye Omicron kana kuti utachiwana we Omicron vari kutiwo maitirwo akaitwa nenyika dzakabudirira ekungo mhanyira kuvhara vanhu vanobva ku Southern Africa kana kuchamembe ku Africa zvinhu zvisina kunge zvaitwa paitwa ongororo yakakwana hazvitsigirwi neunyanzvi hwekutariswa kwezvirwere vachiti iwo zvinokanganisa zvakare matanho ari kutorwa nenyika dzemusouthern Africa idzodzo dzinosanganisira Zimbabwe neSouth Africa kuti dzinge dzichirwisana nedenda recovid-19 Ramaphosa akanzwa achitaura kuti aiwa panofanira kutorwa matanho ekubviswa bhani iyoyo kana kuliftwa kwebhani yekurambidza ndege dzinobva kusouthern Africa vati zvinokanganisawo nyaya dzehupfumi hwenyika idzodzi dzine nyika dzine zvizvarwa zviri kuyanzwa kufamba kana kuti dzisiri kubvunzwa kunge dzichishanyirwa nevanhu vanenge vachibvawo kunyika dzakaita seamerica nekueurope dzimwe nyika dzekueurope vari kuti instead of banning they should be supporting hanzi pazvimbo yekuti vange vachirambidza kufambirwa kana kushanyirwa kwenyika idzo vanofanira kunge vachitotsigira nzira dzekurwisana nedenda irori vachikurudzirawo zvakare kuti dai pachiita kuti pawanikwe anonzi mabooster vaccines kuitira kuti zvinge zvichirerutsa ndima ndo mashoko angaitarwa nava Ramaphosa Gibbs tisakangana kuti imo makare muAfrica taona Rwanda yasuspenda kana kurambidzawo kumbomisa ndege dzinobva kusouthern Africa kuti dzinge dzichipinda muRwanda hazvishamisi tikazoonawo panopera zuva ranhasi nyika dzakawanda dzemuAfrica dzichitorawo matanho iwayo Gibbs.
And this evening, our first guest is Dr. Matthew Nyashano. He's a medical practitioner based in UK. Welcome to the program, Dr. Nyashano.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. So what's your take on what is going on concerning this Omicron variant? And tell people what this Omicron variant is all about, briefly.
So this is a new variant that was that was discovered by South African scientists, and they alerted the world. And at the time of discovery, it was also discovered in Botswana and in Hong Kong. What is happening against the backdrop of discovering this Omicron variant is something which is not quite very good, which has not gone down very well with human rights activists and also the affected countries in Southern Africa. There seems to be no science in actually determining that flights from Southern Africa should not be received in other parts of the world when you see that this variant has not been discovered even in the United Kingdom, in Belgium, and in other countries across the world. So what might have actually happened is that the scientists in South Africa might have been the first to pick it up, and now they seem to be punished for actually alerting the world. And that does not mean that it originated in South Africa. It was picked up in South Africa, and it's now being picked up across the world. And it's so unwise that countries like those in Southern Africa are being punished, and they are being seen as the origin. And this is actually a departure from what was agreed upon on COP26 about development, about working together. And they actually did it in good faith. And what it teaches other scientists across the world now is that if you announce any new variant, you are going to be punished for it instead of people coming together. And this is... I, as a human rights public health activist and academic, I have always been against this. And I must actually say, today we are waiting for ethical approval to actually see the experiences of people who are coming from red list countries, how they are detained, what are their plight in terms of well-being and mental health. And this is also coming against the backdrop of putting other countries on red list. And my question is there any science or it's politics? Because when you look at it from a public health perspective, you are saying the person is going to be detained. You detain the person, you test the person in the second day of detention, and the person proves that they do not have the variant. Why are you keeping the person for 10 days? What is the incubation period for COVID-19? That's the question.
Okay, yes, yes.
What we are not finding is those answers being answered. But what we are seeing mostly are the politicians cherry-picking which countries they want to put on the red list. I remember the last time the variant, we do not want to say originated, was first discovered in India. What happened? Southern Africa became a bone of contention, and a number of countries were put on a red list. And it is worrying to say that India was actually taken off, and the countries in Southern Africa remained on the red list. And you start to doubt the science that is being used by leaders of the world. Is it based on probably their way of seeing other countries? Can we call this discrimination? Of course, the affected nations has all the right to call it discrimination because it is made against a backdrop of unproven facts.
Thank you very much, Joga.
Yes, ndaikukumbira kuti Dr. Nyashano vangotsimira nerurimi rwaamai kuti mashoko avanga vachitaura vanotipa musoro pezviri kutorwa matanho ari kutorwa nedzimwe nyika kurambidza vanobva ku Southern Africa kupinda munyika idzi zvichitevera kuwanikwa kweutachiwana hweOmicron.
Hongu zvinhu zvina zvakaoma zvikuru kuti iye zvino takuona kuti nyika dzekuSouthern Africa ndo dzakunzi hatichadi kuona ndege dzavo dzichifamba dzichienda kune dzimwe nyika. Zvinhu zvakaitika apa ndezvekuti mascientists ekuSouth Africa ndiwo akatanga kuona chirwere chevariant yeOmicron, ndokubva vasheya nedzimwe nyika kuti ndo zviri kune izvi. Pachiitiko ichi pane kesi yakaonekwa kuBotswana, pane mamwe makesi akaonekwa kuHong Kong. Iye zvino tichigara kudaiwo makesi dzaaveko kuUK, kuBelgium. Chatisiri kukwanisa kuziva hazvisiri kureva pa kuti chirwere ichi chakatangira muSouth Africa. Kungotaura kuti chakatanga kuzoonekwa muSouth Africa. Asi zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vakatoti vakasheya nevanhu vekuSouth Africa ndo vaakuita senge vaakutopanichwa kuti imimi makazvitaurirechi. Izvi zvaakuita kuti mamwe masaindisti ane mune dzimwe nyika chero akazoona chirwere achanyarara, nekuti anenge akutya kuti ndege dzavo dzichange dzaakukondeswa kuenda kune dzimwe nyika. Izvi zvinhu uyezve zvinenge zvinhu zvisinenge zvisiri kushandiswa dzatingati sainzi kana kuti unyanzvi kuti vange vachitaura kuti ndege dzisange dzichibhururuka dzichienda kune dzimwe nyika. Nekuti tikatarisa izvi, pane imwe variant yakanga iriko inonzi iyo yakatanga kuonekwa kuIndia. India zvakazopedzisira zvaakunzi South Africa nedzimwe nyika dzekuSouthern Africa variant iyo yaonekwazve, saka dzaakumuiswa pared list. Dzaiswa pared list kudero kwayakatanga kuonekwa chaiko kuIndia. India yakabviswa pared list. Dzakasara dziri pared list inyika dzekuSouthern Africa. Naizvozvo zvinotanga kuti isusu vanhu vamwewo vanenge vari maacademics nemaactivists tichange kufunga kuti sei Southern Africa munhu wese achingomhanyira ikoko, sei makungoti kuSouthern Africa ndo yatove pared list. Enda red list yenya inoita seinogara yakatogadzirwa kare.
Dr. Nyatano, ndiende mubvudze ipapo kuti pane chakaipa here kuti imi semuridzi wemusha mukanzwa kunzewo kwaita mhirizhonga yoyoyoyoyoyo, moti vana venyu pindai mubhabva mavhara madhoo, mozochina tarisa kuti chii chiri kukonzera kwamusha ini machengetedza vana venyu.
Zvinhu izvozvo zvakaipa zvikuru, uyezve kana tichigara tichiti the world is become a global village, hausisiri musha wako badzi, hauvhari bedhurumu uchisiya vamwe vana kunze, tave mhuri imwe chete pano. Chaifana kunge chichiitwa ndechekuti mascientists vasati vapa madecisions to take, vacollect as much information as possible. Iye zvino tiri kunzwa kuti ndandakateerera news, mascientists ari kuti pane umboo hwaakuuya kuti hongu Omicron inoparara zvakanyanyisa, asi vese vanhu vakarwara neOmicron iri kuramba iri mild, haisi violent as violent as we have seen with the previous one. Iye evidence iri kupinda iye zvino. Apa vanhu vatomhanya kare kuvharira vamwe kunze, vamwe vachirumwa nemakarwe vari munzizi. Zvaitika apa ndezvekuti aiwa, yes, tinofanira kunge tichizotorawo madhisijeni tichivhara madhoo, asi ngativharei madhoo tazoona kuti aiwa, chokwadi chikara ichi chiri kuuya chikara, uyezve ngatiregerei kuvharira. Iye zvino zvatakuona zvino kwanguva kuvharirana nekuvharirana. Ndatonzwawo kumwe kwekuti kwavava kuti havachadi kuonawo ndege dzekuBritain, asi chavasiri kuziva ndechekuti dzimwe nhambo vari kuvharira dzekuBritain mavo chirimo. Zvakaitwa neSouth Africa kwakuri kuti aiwa vakomana, mumuri mapindwa nechinhu ichi, tsvagai kwamuri kuti hachikowo here. Hazvisi kureva kuti macases ese ati kuona akabva kuSouth Africa, because payakaonekwawo South Africa kuHong Kong chakanga chatoonekwa, Botswana chakaonekwa, dzimwe nhambo chachitoriwo muBritain dai vakanga vanga vachitsvaga.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. And as you are saying, there's a report now coming from the Associated Press. I'll read part of the report. It says South African doctors say the rapid increase in COVID-19 cases attributed to the new Omicron variant
is resulting in mostly mild symptoms. Dr. Yuben Pillay, a general practitioner in Gauteng province, where 81% of the new cases have been reported, said so far the cases have been mild. He said patients are having flu-like symptoms, dry coughs, fever, night sweats, and body aches. He said most have been treated at home. Most of the new cases in South Africa have been among people in their 20s and 30s, and doctors not that age group generally has milder symptoms of COVID-19. They warn that older people infected by the new variant could have more severe symptoms. So we also talked to Professor Solwayo Ngwenya about the current situation concerning COVID-19. And this is what he said about this new variant.
Wamanje umkaka omutha owe Omicron lo osukhona we COVID-19 abathi new variant athi sakhuluma ngokuthi nxa singaziphathanga kuhle kuzafika imikhakha enje. Nanko ke umkhakha usufikile. Liyaxwayisa ukuthi lo umkhakha mubi kakhulu, kumele liwunanzelele, ungaqeda imphefumulo zabantu eziningi kakhulu. Kumele abaningi abangasebenziyo lihlale phansi lilalele ukuthi kuthiwane ngomkhakha lo omuthi. Abahambayo njalo emsebenzini linanzelele lezikolo ukuthi umkhakha lo walunompoli, ligqoke ama-face mask wona lawo lingaze lasondelelana liphefumulelana eduze. Ngoba umkhakha le izuzakala umuntu nxa ekuphefumulele eduze kwakho. Limekhatshana lingaze lasondelelana. Uze umkhakha lo ungalibambi njalo libe lokhu eligeza izandla lokhu esikuthi hand sanitizing. Siyazwa njalo ukuthi amanye amazwe asevalile ukuthi abantu bengahambi ngoba lo umkhakha ukhanya wethuse abantu abaningi emhlabeni. Yiwo umkhakha abantu kade sikhuluma ngawo ukuthi nxa singaziphathanga singagcina sifika kule ingozi. Ingozi le engabe sikiyo injengale ingozi eyabonwa ngobaba ngo-1918 ababethi yipreza. Yipho ulibona amanje amazwe segijime avala ukuthi abantu bengafiki ngoba i-coronavirus le isitshintshile singomunye umkhakha onamathelayo masinyane umemetheke. Yikho babonile ukuthi kungcono bevale abantu bengahambi.
So what to Professor Solwayo Ngwenya is saying here is that this new variant is spreading very fast and people should be careful. They must stick to the WHO regulations, put on your mask, social distancing, and all these other things. He says it works. So at the end of the day, he says avoid crowds by all means. So he also spoke about the restrictions. He was saying, could be justified because you never know what is going to happen, in other countries, But he didn't necessarily talk about, this stigmatization that is said to be happening as per what Ramaphosa was saying. So,
yes, before we go to our next guest, Gibbs, I have a statement by the Secretary General of the United Nations on travel restrictions related to COVID-19. I read, I commend the government and science and health community of South Africa for acting early to identify the emergence of a new COVID-19 variant. I'm now deeply concerned about the isolation of Southern African countries due to new COVID-19 travel restrictions. As I and others have long warned, low vaccine rates are a breeding ground for variants. The people of Africa cannot be blamed for the immorally low level of vaccinations available in Africa, and they should not be penalized for identifying and sharing crucial science and health information with the world. I appeal to all governments to consider repeated testing for travelers together with other appropriate and truly effective measures with the objective of avoiding the risk of transmission so as to allow for travel and economic engagement. New York, 29 November 2021. That is from the United Nations Secretary General Gibbs.
So it seems there's a lot that is happening. Now we're joined by Mr. Tim Sipa. He lives in Britain. Welcome to the program, Mr. Msipa.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Kuruge, Uza Ubuza, Umbuzo Neslung, Uchonga Konapo, then Salandela Nesindevel. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, Mr. Msipa, welcome to our show. You are in the United Kingdom, and we have seen what the UK has done to Southern African countries. How is the mood and reaction from people from Southern Africa or from Africa in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, so far, this thing has hit a lot of our people, the Southern African community, really serious. In the sense that most of them, we have a lot of people who had made arrangements, bought tickets, that they should have been traveling from this side, from around this week to the few coming weeks, because they wanted to spend their Christmas over in Africa. And all those plans had to be cancelled. And some of them, the way they had got the tickets, they are non-refundable tickets they've got. So they are trying to negotiate whether they can move them forward to a later date, because the airline or the ticket providers, they say it can't be refundable. So it is that people had made plans, and now people are finding themselves in this predicament, which wasn't really anticipated, and it took everybody by storm, you know. So I don't know what's the best, because from the look of things, if we hear from people who are in the southern already, that are there, some there are mixed feelings. Some people, like from us here, we can blame them and say it's their fault, because some of them didn't want to take the vaccine. But at the same time, whoever has reported it and whoever has received the news have took the decision in a wrong way, without really analyzing and really looking into the severity of the cases there. Like the scientists, if they've found that they've discovered this new variant, so that didn't mean that those countries have produced it. They didn't cook it. They must have just caught it from somebody who came from either elsewhere, but they discovered it. But now they're going to suffer for being the first one to discover that. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm. So ngasikhangela ke ngesindebele ongasifakela khonapho ukuthi ke abantu khonapho eBrithani ubona ngani bamenjani ngasikhangela ke i-variant le esikhona kulabanye phela kade befuna ukuya ekhaya ungathi ngakhona kuba
ya le nto ngesikhathi efike ngaso la ithethe abantu ngesivumvumu bebengasilindele lesi simo ngoba iningi besebenze inhlelo zokuthi bathenge amatikiti okundiza bahambe bayebona izimuli ekhaya. Abanye bebevele bezimisele ukuthi bayedlalela ikhisimusi ngaphesheya. So kusho-ke ukuthi laba bantu inhlelo lezo sokumele ziguquke, sokumele zitshintshe, ngoba akusela bantu abavunyelwayo ukuthi baye ku-red list, and labo it's a big risk to take that chance. Ngoba ukuthiwa ukuhamba ungahamba kuyele, kodwa-ke ekujikeni kwakho ikhona ozobona khona uhlupho lokuthi maybe awuvunyelwe ukuthi ungene elizweni, or uzongena ungene kuma-quarantine centers akhona lawo at your own expense. So ngendlela abantu abasebenza ngakhona kuba lukhona ukuthi ungene ufike laphana maybe bethi i-2 weeks quarantine time.
So siyakuzwa baba Msipha, sibona ngazane ke amagagasi akho ngani asebambeke kubi. Yeah, so as he's saying here, Jonga, the situation is really very, very fluid. As we speak right now, you know, Britain may be reconsidering its stance, you know, as we hear, but that has not been confirmed as yet. So let's get to Mr. Ngulube. Mr. Ngulube is in South Africa. Ukhona ngale eGoli. Baba Ngulube, uhamba njani khona ngapho? Police, I'm going to
Yabonga baba Dube njani lonke lomnye wakho lisebenza lonke.
Hayi siphile kakhulu, yiye kwaba njani.
Hayi, hayi ku right nje bana bele kufaka nje ama report konke kunjalo. Njengoba president eshilo. Njengoba sike sathi ukuthi u president ukhulumile ukuthi into le ngani bayijahile bayo inhlonje njengoba ibanjwe ngekhanda bayijahile. Siyazibuza ukuthi what informed the decision yale. And then also sizwa u-doctor ekukhuluma. U-doctor uyakhuluma sizwa the latest report from Dr. Philiama, ama specialist, and then a report from United Nations. Konke they are pointing to the same issue ukuthi this decision was ill-informed vele asikwazi ukuthi bayithethe njani. Usuzwa ukuthi was it a political decision kumbe kulokunye oku-influence leyo decision asisakwazi. And lokuthi into le yi-discover isiqale ukukhuluma kakhulu nge Saturday ekuseni before the day end bese kuvele i-UK sithethe i-decision yokuthi ama-flight abant. So kusho ukuthi iyabe consulting in those scientists, those abantu abaziyo abalolwazi ukuthi ba-consult bavumelane. So isono lapha isono se-South Africa songani sokuthi babone leyani into ukuthi kulento enjalo ekhona. Asazi ngalo ukuthi yini okuke ngalo.
Yes, solwanga baba ungayikhathana sizwe ke ubaba uNyashana. Jonga maybe our doctor can actually explain what is going on here because things may end up maybe going the wrong way. So there you are, I think Nyashano.
Yes, Dr. Nyashano, I think you heard from Gibbs and the other two guests. What's the current situation in the United Kingdom? The calls for the lifting of this suspension, is the British government taking heed of that?
Not yet. No, we have not seen any movement within the political echelons, but we hope that this is going to get there because this is a clear demonstration that good people who are transparent are normally going to be punished. We know how this information about COVID-19 was actually delayed in China and how many people were crying about the delay in sharing the information. And when people do that, they are then segregated. I think we need to rethink and we also need to differentiate political decisions and public health evidence-based decisions, which we are actually seeing happening. And this detention of people from the so-called red list countries has a lot of flaws when it comes to public health. And many people think that the decisions are politically taken, and rightly so, they have to believe in that. And there is need for movement, and there is need to consider facts before people take drastic measures that can affect the economies of these countries, and taking into consideration that these are low-income countries which are actually fighting to go forward in a very precarious situation. I think there is more that needs to be considered. The developed countries has got an obligation to also supply vaccines in these countries where they are thinking that they are not doing right. It's very unethical that as a developed nation, you ban flight and you think you seclude yourself. Whatever will happen in the developing countries in terms of health will end up in developed countries. The best thing to do and the ethical thing to do is to share what we have and fight the disease on one side as human beings and stop this segregation and the politically motivated decisions that might be seen as discriminatory by other people.
So now, in terms of this kind of isolationist agenda, does it work? Like segregating some of these countries? Let me put it this way. These kind of travel restrictions have been imposed right now. But how do they know that some of those nations do have or don't have the variant?
Thank you very much, Gibbs. This is what we were saying, that it's this is being taken against the ethos of public health. What was supposed to have been done was, first of all, to look for that variant in different parts of the world before you even think that it originated in Southern Africa or in South Africa. South Africa must actually be commended for actually identifying that. And at the same time of identification, it was actually found in Hong Kong and Botswana. And it might have been in other countries, but because they had not actually looked for it, or they did not do a robust job with regards to COVID-19, they couldn't find it. And we should not be blaming South Africa. There is a lot of things that should be done right. And if we respond to things by trying to close each other out, the ethos of working together as nations is going to go down. And that will actually breed mistrust. And some people are going to keep quiet. And if we have this attitude of saying those who discover something and share with others, they are blamed for it, it's not going to work for the country. It's not going to work for the world. I think a world working together should actually be seen in making decisions that are craft literate and craft competent, that also puts the lives of people first before looking at who they are, where they come from, where they are located. This should actually be viewed with an eye of discontent, especially when you look at the regionalism by which decisions are being taken and how swift they are being taken. And we know that this happened in India. The United Kingdom took a long time to actually put India on the red list. And people will start to ask why.
Yes, nengo isambunzo kuna Dr. Nyashani ipapo. Ndichiti, asi iro danoratoru wane nyika izo zirukura mbizandege kupinda mu nyika izo zo. Aisi ingo nzira ilenu shandisi kwa kana kubatira kuti nyika zi mu Afrika izo zire affected. Zinde zichono paziru kukanganisa mwenye COVID-19.
Asika kana maa kutitiku zira zi kwa Afrika inini maa kuwane kwa menu chiri moji weleja juwa mshaku batile. Ndopatisi kuona, ndopatisi kuti ipo, zvisati zvatorwa zvese izvi, pakataurwa nevanhu nemascientists of South Africa kuti tabuwana chirwere ichi. Chaifana kuitwa ndechekuti nyika yega yega ifana kuti kune mascientists ayo, tsvagai chirwere ichi chirimo here, chozoonekwa kuti aiwa chiripo kuBritain, chiripokati, chiripokati. Ko tingaita here kuti tichidzivirira dzekuSouth Africa if tinacho already. Hazvichabetseri, zvatongove zvekungoda kungourayana kana kutenge taakutoti takuwanirai pano, patataka kumaka imi, tatokuwanai. Ndo zvinenge zvakunge zvakuitika. Ndinofunga kuti dai paine chakaitwa nemascientists, kuti ngavatarise kuti hachiko here. Izvi ndakuona kuti chiri iko kwese munyika dzakasiyana-siyana. Kuya kuti tavhara ne South Africa chero ikasabhuruka ndege ichibva ku South Africa kana ku Zimbabwe kana ku Mozambique kwenyu chiriko huko zvakare. Saka dzimwe namba hatitozivi kuti kuda chakatotanga kwenyu ikoko.
Tinotenda Dr. Nyashani Gibbs, just to read this pitch here. Botswana has detected 15 more cases of the Omicron variant and says the virus was imported despite first cases being detected in the country in South Africa. Officials refused to disclose the nationalities of the first four people who tested positive for the new variant last week. Botswana has not imposed any fresh restrictions despite the detection of the new variant. The country is concerned with the politicization of the virus, arguing placing Botswana and other southern African countries, including Zimbabwe, on the red list will affect vaccines delivery. Maybe we can bring in one of our guests, especially Mr. South Africa, yes, about Zimbabweans going on holiday now. It's the festive season, Gibbs, and we know that some may opt for going via Beitbridge border, but some make it easier going home just riding on crocodile vex, how is that going to affect the fight against this Omicron? Because that will definitely happen, that people will cross into Zimbabwe illegally and cross back into South Africa illegally.
Definitely, before we go to him, let's listen to this audio that was sent to us by Jen Moyo. Jen Moyo lives here in Washington, D.C., and he says he's in South Africa. He'll be coming very soon to USA, but there's this travel ban, or let me say travel restriction. So let's listen to him now.
The situation is going to new variant, the Omicron, South Africa. It's because we have banned our flight from Europe over Europe, let's say America. So I'm stuck over months, but I'm a long time traveling. Then I'm thinking, so say check at every day. We check the airline. We button. See a flyer, no must fly. So over months, we're confusion. I think I'm wondering about whether. Bazovunyelwa ukuthi baphume siyazi ukuthi bekuthe ama US citizen kumele avunyelwe ukuphuma kodwa into izoba inkinga ukuthi ama flights sokumele ba rearrange ngoba makuyi ukuthi i flight inabantu abaningi abalapha eMzansi abafuna ukuphuma then abasakhona ukuphuma sokusho ukuthi ma i flight izovisela abantu abalutshwane sokumele ukuthi ba rearrange. So I see so manje flight time I got cancelled but ngathi ngibona amanye ama flight are cancelled so nilindile la muthi ngizuthi confusion le yaleli gcwane leli i Omicron le abakhuluma ngayo ukuthi likhulu kabi disruption yakho izoba nkulu kanganani abantu abaningi izolo bebegcwele izolo lakuthange bebegcwele be scrambler e OR Tambo airport bezama ukuthi ba babona ukuthi bangatholi flight ezophuma masinya ukwenzela ukuthi bangavalelwa la. Kodwa sizwile upresident umongameli uCyril Ramaphosa addressa isizwe izolo esithi no asoza increase i-lockdown or anything efana naleyo ukukhuthaza nje abantu ukuthi babe more vigilant, bagqoke ama-mask, basanitize, bamake sure ukuthi ababi kuma-large crowds. So I overmanage put up his corner a lot.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Jen Moyo. He is in South Africa right now. He lives here in USA. So let's bring in Mr. Sipho Ngulube, like what Chongo actually suggested. In terms of people traveling to Zimbabwe during holidays, so maybe go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, Mr. Ngulube, I just wanted you to help us on this. We understand the border is still closed, the Zimbabwe-South Africa border, the Zimbabwe side, the Great British border post, and some entry points are still closed because of the variant. Now there's this Omicron, and people are planning to go to Zimbabwe for holidays. What do you think is going to happen? We have heard of reports of people crossing illegally into Zimbabwe. Do you think this is going to stop Zimbabweans crossing into, back home for Christmas holidays?
Hello again. I don't think this will stop Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are prepared to go. They will go. You see, they are going once in a year to visit families on different issues. We know these Zimbabweans with permits, they are still allowed to travel, go home and back. But the other side, the general public is not allowed to travel. But that won't stop Zimbabweans from traveling. So we don't know how prepared is our government. We heard yesterday the Minister of Health said the Zimbabwean government is prepared. People must not panic. Everything is in order in Zim. But in reality, we know the situation at home. We know the health system is almost there. So we don't know what exactly is going to happen, but this is the risk. Now it's reported in Botswana and here in South Africa. I don't know, maybe this variant is already in Zimbabwe, but it's not detected like the doctor said. We can't say it started in South Africa and Botswana. It could be anyway, but it's just that it's not detected. It's because the people they don't have the capacity to do so. That might be the issue in Zimbabwe. That thing, we don't know. Zimbabwe is not safe.
Mm.
Yeah, I was following a sentry to go. What the Kuma voting can be. I'm under the church. I'm laughing.
I want to do a German port in Vadi. Baza hamba abantu ekhaya vele nje ngoba labe vele bezimisele bayahamba bayiphendula but esingawaziyo ukuthi variant yona le iyingozi onganani ukuthi bazayishiya ekhaya lokuthi ekhaya vele sikhona abasikwazi njengoba nechile udoctor ukuthi ibonakale lapha ngendaba yokuthi lapha bale resources zokuthi bayitheste eBotswana but amanye amazwe iyabi ngawabonakali kodwa ize.
Yes, one of the good money over the China, a Lambe Conapo is with the Mohammedan.
Kuma, which is South Africa, the Botswana. Kuma, who is young man, Zimbabwe, very tiny. Since we know the Minister of Health is all excellency, is Zimbabwe's rate about Banga done it too. But excellency, Zimbabwe is not ready. The situation is badly as I ask. Lokuthesta nje Zimbabwe ukuthi umuntu atheste siyakwazi ukuthi vele kungumqazo so asikwazi ukuthi uba ready akuthoyi kuphi esikubalekayo ikhokho lokho bekushiwo ngudoctor ukuthi okunye kufuna kuyipolitiki but eqinisweni siyakwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe usengozini nxa kuwukuthi umkhuhlane lo uza kuyingozi iZimbabwe yabe isengozini but asilaqinisa ukuthi uyingozi onganani okwabo.
Ye, siyakuzwa ke. So nxa ukhuluma ngabantu balama-payment ubonani bazahamba yini bephenduke.
Abangahamba abantu bahambe baphenduke ngesikhathi ngesizathu ezishiyeneyo ngoba abanye yabo beza ukuthi sebefuna ukuhamba early baphenduke in time before the end of the year but sokushiyana abanye they are not ready to take his risk in a situation analysis ekhona but abantu bakithi bahamba hawu abanye sebangashiyela ama-passport bahambe ngedawo lapho yona le bahambe bayaphenduka ngoba ilithuba kuphela abalalo abantu lonale.
Ye, siyawuzwa baba Ngulube, sicela ubambe khonapho ke sibise ke uDokotela Nyashano ake sichazisele ngakhonokho ukuthi nxa abantu becrosser bebaningi besiye eZimbabwe ngesikhathi seChristmas kwinokwenzakala. So Dr. Nyashano, Mr. Ngulube is talking about people going back home from South Africa during the Christmas holidays. How dangerous is that? Taking into account the Omicron and even the general COVID kind of virus.
Yes, just like what Mr. Ngulube said, we could actually be sitting here and talking already the virus might be in Zimbabwe. What I will actually advise is that all those who are crossing into Zimbabwe, either from Botswana, South Africa, Mozambique, Zambia, and other surrounding countries, all they need to do is to do the normal thing that we have always been doing about preventing COVID-19. One, they should need to sanitize their hands. They need also to wear face masks. They need also to respect social distancing as they go and avoid, congregating closer to each other. This is what they need actually to continue doing as part of preventing them from any virus or variant. Talking about the new variant and trying to induce fear in people will not be ethical. But what we need to do is to, yes, of course, they need to know that there's a new variant coming in, which is found to be spreading so fast. So it is also important that we step up masking our faces, also respecting social distancing and sanitizing. And this is what I could actually say to people who will be traveling home for the festive season.
Doctor?
Yes, Dr. Nyashano, takambotaura pachirongwa chino panyaya yekuti Zimbabwe ingatarisirwa here kusvitsa 10 million. Tinoona kuti taitaura here nyaya yakawanda asi kuramba tichiuchidzana chinhu chakanaka. Kuti tione kuti vanonzwa vaziye kuti aiwa hapasati pasvika 10 million kuti mumwe munhu anogona kusaenda kunobayiwa achifunga kuti pane herd immunity.
Yeah, chokwadi 10 million yakataurwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuti vanenge vaichinge vaisvitsa pakupera kwemwedzi wazvita ndizvo muna December. Aiwa, handifunge kuti vachange vachikwanisa kunge vachiisvitsa tikatarisa vanhu vakabayiwa nekwatakabva nekuuyazve kuri kuita vanhu zuva nezuva vari kubayiwa. Nenguva yasara yekuti vange vachisvitsa 10 million kwete, hurumende haisi kunge ichikwanisa kunge ichisvitsa vanhu 10 million ivavo. Chinoda kuitwa zvakare, vajonga tiri pano takaiuchidzana kuti ibasa rehurumende kunge ichikwanisa kunge ichidzidzisa vanhu kuti kubayiwa kwakanakirei, uyezve vakabayiwa havasi kuiswa zvirwere ba, vari kutodzivirirwa kubva muzvirwere. Chiri kuitika ndechekuti kana mukasadzidzisa vanhu, nzvimbo iyaiya yamunenge ichinge ichifanira kunge ichitorwa nepfungwa dzakanaka dzamunodzidzisa inotorwa nepfungwa dzekuchichidzira uyezve dzekudzidzisa kwenhema kunenge kuchitaurwa neavo vanenge vachiti vanenge vachiziva mumacommunities. Ndo zvinenge zvabatwa nevanhu. Naizvozvo zvunhu zvinoita kuti zvinge zvichidzivirira vanhu kuti vange vachiuya kuzobayiwa.
Yes, so in short, what can you say could be the short-term solution to this COVID variant, Dr. Nishan?
So in the short term, one of the things that needs to be done across the world is for scientists to actually study the characteristics of this micron variant. And we already have early information coming in that it's not so drastic for those that it is attacked, and which means it's good information, and we should actually be getting more information in the short run, and then people can make decisions alongside that, and that can actually help people to live in tranquility together as one, rather than people trying to suspect each other that, oh, these are the people who are causing it. And this is the stigmatization. Actually, the stigma that we are still fighting against when we look at conditions like HIV. And this is how it started. And once it is very easy to put in stigmatization, but very difficult to take it out of the people. So governments and other countries should actually think before they make any decision that can be seen as discriminatory or stigmatizing certain nations. I think the short run should be scientists to work on the available data and continue to get the data before making drastic decisions. And all what we need to do, as we have been doing, is to make sure that we cover our faces with masks, we also sanitize, we also respect social distancing. And those are the things that has kept us until where we are, that has actually reduced the number of people who are dying, and we need to encourage people to take up vaccines. That's all.
Yes, and as we wrap up here, Choga, I was just trying to check the meaning of Omicron. And according to the Oxford Dictionary, it is the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet. And in astronomy, it is the 15th star in a constellation. So I don't know how they name these kind of variants. Dr. Nyashan, why Omicron?
I don't have any clue as to how the name came to be. I would be interested to know.
And the last one was Delta. So how are they giving these variants names? You know, it seems very interesting, right?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't. It's not directed to anyone. I would be afraid.
Yeah, it's like maybe the hurricanes, Joga. You know, sometimes the hurricanes. Yeah, some of them are really troublesome. You know.
Yeah. Quite. And they give them certain names.
Yeah, and on that note, I think we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Matthew Nyashano. He is a medical practitioner based in the United Kingdom. We also have Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is based in South Africa. And we also have Mr. D. Msipa. He is also in South Africa. So our show is over for today. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Bye-bye.